This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Coach Dane Vincent and two of his players from the Mount Edgecombe High School girls basketball program. We have with us Renata Olson and Peyton Weiss. Good morning, Coach and gals.
Good morning.
Morning.
Coach, I'm going to turn to you real quickly first to talk about, I know you're in your first year as a head coach of the girls basketball team at Mount Edgecombe High School, and give us a little background. Where are you from, and what's your coaching experience?
Originally, I'm from Central Texas, a small town called Rockdale, and that's where I grew up, and then I moved back and forth up to Alaska and was in Wrangell for 13 years and coached over there for nine. In Texas, I was involved in the Little Dribblers program for a year. And I've been around basketball my whole life. My dad coached, and the position over here came open for a security job, and I took it, and then I went into the coaching over here.
Welcome to Sitka. Hopefully it's been treating you well since you've been here for this year.
A little damp, but it's fine. A little damp.
Lately it's been great. Well, you have a couple of gals with you here today from the girls' basketball program. First, I'll turn to Renata Olson. Renata, where are you from?
I'm from Golovin. It's right We're next to Nome.
Right next to Nome. Okay, yeah. And what year in school are you?
I'm a junior.
What's your position on the team?
I play the point guard, and I often switch with Peyton. She goes point guard, and I'll go to the guard.
Are you? Is this your third year at Mount Edgecombe?
Yeah.
And third year in the program, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd like to know a little bit about your what you perceive as your role on the team as the point guard.
Well, this year, it's the first time I am head captain as a team, and it's been a little different in the beginning to get used to running the point, but now I've gotten a lot used to it, and my role is what we've been doing good this year compared to my past 2 years. We've been really patient on offense, and I think that benefited us a lot this year.
Do you have, like, play-calling roles where the coach, you know, tells you which player, which defense, and then you have to transfer it to the team?
Yeah. Depending on what the defense gives us, if they're in man or zone, we have two sets of plays that we run, and there's a lot in each set. So, and those, I call them off, and then I start the play.
Right. And, well, that's a lot of responsibility usually for the point guard. So, Coach, how does she handle that responsibility?
Exceptionally well. She's taking on a big role and does a real good job of it. She takes leadership in it. She owns it when she does. It's not just a questionable call. She'll tell them what we're going to do, and everybody responds well to her. She's done a real good job in that.
Great, great. Peyton Weiss, you're what year in school are you?
I'm a sophomore.
And what's your position on the team?
I play mostly shooting guard, but sometimes point guard. I switch with Renata.
So are you a starter on the team, or do you come off the bench?
I'm a starter.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about what you consider your role to be on the team.
Well, I'm definitely not one of the vocal leaders, I'll say that much. My teammates like to joke how quiet I am on the court. but I'd say I'm more of the team shooter, so if I'm open, they like to kick it to me, and I'll shoot if I'm open. But I consider myself pretty unselfish offensively, you know. I don't take every shot that's there, but I'll give the ball up if someone else is open. And like Renato was saying, we're very patient with it. So we swing the ball a lot, and I think I do a good job of doing that.
Right. Are you a three-point shooter?
Yes.
All right. Is that the fun shot for you?
Yes.
Good. You see the black hole over there, Renata? You throw it to her, and it's up
yeah.
in the air, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Where are you from, Peyton?
I'm from Tok.
Really? How long you lived in Tok?
My whole life. My parents have been there since they were in high school.
I'm curious how the decision to go to Mount Edgecombe High School, how'd that come about?
Well, Tok's basketball program and volleyball program were both going kind of downhill the last couple of years, and then the education hasn't been great there, so I just thought I'd apply, and I got accepted, so I just kind of had to go, I guess.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you're glad to have her come down.
Really glad to have her, yes.
Okay.
I kind of formed a nickname for her as far as First Bank, and it's kind of a joke that we have, you know, when she shoots, I just say, call First Bank, we're making a deposit.
All right.
Pretty much
we got a shooter and the likes. Peyton, tell us what you like about basketball. You know, why does a girl want to move schools and play basketball at Mount Edgecombe High School?
Well, I just thought it was a good opportunity to try something different, you know, at a higher level of play instead of, you know, just 2A a school. Toke really should be 1A, but they're not. You know, it's not very competitive down there, in my opinion. And I thought coming here there'd be a lot more competitive athletes, and, you know, you get to see a lot of better players in the higher level of competition. So I thought I had to take advantage of that.
How about you, Renata? What do you like about playing on the basketball team?
Well, just like what Peyton said but before, so my eighth grade year, Gallivan is a 1A school, and with small schools, you are given the chance to play high school basketball.
Sure.
And my eighth grade year, I played high school, and we had like a solid team, but for 1A, we went undefeated that year. But it's not, what I like here is more, it's more competitive, and it's like actual game. Like, all of our games were blowouts, and it's not.
Sure, yeah. Well, you have to practice a lot and travel and leave the, you were traveling recently, I understand, up to Barrow, you know, and miss school to do that, correct?
Yeah.
Right. How'd you guys do up in Barrow?
We ended up coming out winning the tournament.
And who'd you play up there in Barrow?
First we played Hutchison, and after Hutchison, Homer, and on the last night we played Barrow and got all three wins.
When you go to a place like Barrow, do you play against any gals that you've you know from that area, or
there's like a few girls that I knew on Barrow's trip because they like I'm familiar with up north.
Peyton, you won the tournament in Barrow. Season wise, how is the team doing? What's your record, and what do you got? How are you guys playing?
So far, we're 8-2. We started out first tournament 1-2, got our first couple games out of the way, and then we didn't play again until like a month later. So I think we're 7-0 this semester, and I think we've taken a lot of great strides just in the past month or two alone. And
Coach, give us a little update on where the team is in the season. As how many games you got? 10 games into the season, how many more games do you have to play, and where is the tournament at?
The tournament this year is going to be in Juneau, and we've got Bethel coming up, Kenai, Sitka, and Yakutat. We're going to be traveling to Yakutat here in the next few days. The one thing I want to also say is up in Barrow, Peyton, Renata, and Taryn all got all tourney, and then Taryn also got MVP of the tourney in Barrow, and also the MVP in Kenai. When we went there, that was our first rattle out of the box, and it's pretty good for her to get the MVP because we did not play well at Kenai the first go around.
Mm-hmm. And that's Taryn White?
Yes.
And she's a senior and your big gun on the team, right?
She's a junior.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She's still got another year.
So Renata's back next year and Peyton's back?
We only have one senior this year.
Wow. So Renata, what's the goal this year for the team? Are you guys going to win the region tournament, or let's hear some trash talk here?
Well, that's the plan. So like what we need to work on, last year we struggled with, like, we use the term as a roller coaster. We'd have a good game and then a really bad game, good game, really bad game. And this year we've been doing a good job of building from our past games and just building from it and going up. And if we continue to do what we're doing right now, I think that we can be successful at the end of the season.
Great. Have you played Sitka yet this year?
Yeah.
And you won that game?
Yeah, by 25.
25, okay. So was Sid Riggs injured during that game?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We play them again on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, let's get out there. Is it at BJ McGillis Gymnasium?
No,
or
I think it's at Sitka's game.
Sitka.
Yeah.
So you guys play one on your side of the bridge and one on the right side.
Yeah.
How do you like that rivalry? Has it been a rivalry or interesting? Or let's talk about it.
Coming into here my freshman year, I was told that it was a huge rivalry, and ever since then, I think I could say there is. But what I love about playing a Sitka game is the atmosphere in the gym, having both Edgecombe and Sitka fans there. And, like, we're so competitive to each other, and it's just a fun game, both volleyball and basketball.
Definitely. Peyton, did you like the Sitka game? Was it a good experience to experience the rivalry?
What I like about the rivalry is how heated everybody gets when, you know, the games are tight. Like the boys' game last week was a close game, and then you hear Sitka fans yelling, and then you hear our fans yelling.
Yeah.
It gets pretty fun just to be around the atmosphere.
It makes it fun. Well, we're running out of time here, so I'd like to really thank Coach Dane Vincent and two of his players from the Mount Edgecombe High School girls basketball program. So this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.